All right, 7:40 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat for the fine folks from CRMC. And with us this morning, we have a couple professionals in the building now. We have Dr. Patrick Tinker, and we have Nurse Amber Lopez. How are you both doing this morning?
Fine. Good morning.
Good deal. So we are going to chat a little bit about a new cardiology practice, relatively, I guess, new to the area. So, Dr. Tinker, I just wanted to maybe give us a brief overview of what services, what is the program, what services are available, all that sort of thing.
We've had cardiology services for a number of years, but only a very few days a month. And so we decided to increase our presence here by opening a cardiology practice with nurse practitioner Amber and myself. I'm an MD, a board certified cardiologist, and I'm here several days a week for office hours. And I'm also available really 7 days a week for the emergency department and inpatient consultations. So we have full coverage here. It's my full-time job now to be here. I'm committed to Coffeyville year-round. So here's the kinds of services that we're offering. We have an office on the third floor of Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, and we have office hours from 8 to 5, and then after hours for emergency room and inpatients. We do this Monday through Friday and have appointments and see people for various kinds of heart trouble. The things that we mostly see are coronary artery blockage type of disease, heart attack type of thing, angina, chest pain kind of things. We see valve disease. We see people with congestive heart failure and give medications and treatments for that. Amber and I have been providing cardiology in this general area, the three-state area around here, for many years, and we know where to go for surgery or for things for rhythm troubles and all the referral things. We've been doing this for years and know where to have people go for things that we don't offer here. Here we do have scanning for artery blockages, ultrasound scanning for blockages and damages and valve troubles. These kinds of things we provide right here in the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Make the appointments, and we get these things done, and we know when they have to go someplace else.
Well, that's really good. And I was going to ask you, Amber, what is kind of your role in all of this as a nurse practitioner?
So I see patients in the clinic Monday through Friday, and basically do the same thing as Dr. Tinker in the office. I can prescribe medications, evaluate the patient, order the testing necessary, and then go from there.
So when a patient comes in, are they usually referred to you? Because, I mean, a cardiology, in my mind, seems a little more like a specialty. Do they come through maybe their general, doctor, family doctor to you? Or do people go straight to you? How does kind of that process work?
People can make the appointment themselves. But a whole lot of the patients we see are actually seen by their primary care doctor and are asked to come see us. And so the primary care office or the surgeon or whatever the doctor is might make the appointment for them, or they can tell them to do it and the patients call Coffeyville, ask for the cardiology office, and then they are given their appointment. We have a good relationship with Independence, and some of the doctors over there send us patients and testing to be done from New Rochelle and mm-hmm. All around here. We get referrals, but patients don't have to have a referral. They can simply decide they've been seeing a cardiologist in someplace else and they want to come here, or they want a second opinion, or they just want to be seen because they think there's a problem, and we don't insist that their primary care doctor approve first, although often they do, usually they do.
Sure. And Dr. Tinker, I was just kind of curious on what got you into cardiology specifically, because, you know, that is a little bit different than your regular, like you said, primary care sort of thing.
After medical school, I did my residency training in internal medicine, and as is the usual pattern for a person who wants to do cardiology, you do a what they call it a fellowship, and I went straight into that and did several years of fellowship in cardiology. So I'm board certified in cardiology, and that's all I've ever restricted my practice to since I've got out quite a few years ago.
Sure. How about you, Amber? You know, how long, I guess, have you been with CRMC, and what kind of got you interested in this field?
So I worked in Bartlesville with cardiology for about 7 years, and I live in South Coffeyville, so this was just a good opportunity to be here full time. I got started in nursing out of high school, and then after working in Bartlesville on the telemetry floor, I decided I really like cardiology, so I went to work at the clinic down there and then went to nurse practitioner school and just love cardiology.
Oh, that's great. And you are there, you know, Dr. Tinker, you said you're in a couple days a week, and Amber, you're pretty much there every day as far as the work week goes?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, and then every other Wednesday I'm in Independence at the primary care clinic.
Excellent. No, that's great. What else do you think that the people should know? You know, maybe, you know, if you have a new patient, kind of the process of coming in, and, you know, I'm sure you have an initial meeting and that sort of thing, depending on what the circumstances are.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. See them for, you know, usually the visits are about an hour.
Yeah.
About an hour for an initial visit, and we go through a thorough history. We like to have their records from elsewhere before we start. Many mm-hmm. times they're in the Coffeyville record anyway. So we review all that before we see them, and then we spend about an hour on record review, examination, discussion with the person, and then we tell them what we think they ought to do for testing or medication changes or whatnot, and we make a return appointment. I think it's important to point this out, that we have a pretty good scheduling system, and we're not so overwhelmed here in Coffeyville that we can't see people with a fairly short waiting time. And we keep hearing about some places that it's months and months before they can get a visit. And, you know, medicine's under a lot of strain in the last few years. It's become a mess. But here, at least at the present time, we can see people pretty quickly.
That's really good.
Get worked in, you know,
a couple of days,
and if it's urgent, same day.
Good deal. So what are some advances in technology over the years that you've seen, and what do we have resource-wise here at CRMC?
So we do the nuclear stress testing, and, you know, a lot of people say, well, I can't get on the treadmill, I cannot do a stress test. So we can do that resting. We do echoes, ultrasounds.
So a nuclear stress test. What mm-hmm. the heck? What does that actually mean?
So we give you a medication that helps speed your heart up, like as if you were on the treadmill.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. I've never heard of that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, we do monitoring. A lot of what we call CardioNet monitors to monitor your heart rhythm. Pacemakers.
Uh-huh.
And then we monitor those remotely.
Okay.
I've been putting in pacemakers all the years I've been practicing and doing stent work and that kind of thing. But here we don't have stent work yet.
Mm-hmm.
We still take them. We still take them to Bartlesville to do stent work. But we do the pacemakers here in Coffeyville, and we've had quite a few now, and mm-hmm. it's going very well. We're very pleased with the surgical areas, the operating rooms, and the staff, and the anesthesia. All that has been very, very, very
so
gratifying.
You're also doing some of the surgical surgeries as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then, say a pacemaker, for instance, who else do you work with if you're going to do a procedure like that? You have a surgeon, I'm sure, and some other folks. How does it work?
Actually, no. I was trained and do the surgery.
The whole shebang.
Right.
Wow.
Now we also an engineer comes from the company to do the electronics and the engineering part. I do the placing the stuff in and putting it in the right place, and then the engineer uses the computer and tells us, you know, what we need to know about the electronics. So those are the two.
Sure.
Then we have a scrub tech and anesthesia, and it's done in the operating room. So that's a new thing for Coffeyville. We started that back in April, and we're gratified that it's going very, very well.
Now, what about, emergencies? Do you ever get called in for to the actual emergency room, that sort of thing?
Yes. I'm available. All the ER doctors and the hospital physicians have my number, and I get calls a number of times per week.
Sure.
On the day that I'm not scheduled in the office, I'm still doing things on the computer from home and looking at their charts and talking to the doctors. So they consult with me. Either I drive over here and look at them, or do it on the phone with them. I live in Caney. It's not a bad drive.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. Oh, well, that's great. And a really good resource, you know. And I think it should give people a lot of confidence that we have resources, you know, like the two here in this community. So I think that's really good. And heck, just since April, it sounds like a lot of new stuff has been able to come out, and you're performing some new options for the area.
There are new medicines available all the time. And many of them for cardiology, for congestive heart failure and the breathing trouble and the swelling of the ankles, all that stuff. Our medicines are much better. We have a lot more options. And so it's gratifying to have seen all these things develop during our careers. And we have a lot of things in our toolbox. Mm-hmm.
No, that is really great. Well, anything else that people should know kind of about the cardiology practice here? And also, if they're interested in making an appointment, what's the best way to do that?
So anybody can call and make an appointment. You'll just need to call the scheduler. And that phone number is 620-252-1639.
Great. No, that's awesome. Yeah.
I would say that the thing that struck me the most since I've taking this job in Coffeyville is that the atmosphere at the hospital is very welcoming and very friendly and very neighborly, but also very professional. I've been really struck by the quality of the primary care people, doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs and the surgeons, and all the service has really, really high quality, and Coffeyville should be proud of this, of what has been put in place here. Excellent work, excellent planning, and I'm really pleased and proud to be working here.
Well, that's great, and we're very pleased to have you, because, like I said, I think a lot of people gives a peace of mind knowing that we have some really excellent medical care in our community.
You do. We do.
That's awesome. Yeah. Very good. Well, both of you, it's been wonderful to have you. And I really look forward to hoping to see you here in the future. You know, hopefully not for a medical procedure, but you never know. You never know. It's really great to be able to have that resource. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't want to have to see you, but it's always good for, you know, preventative care and that sort of thing, because we were just chatting before where we went on air here. You know, heart disease is still the number one killer, right, in the U.S.?
It's the case.
Yeah, so that is something that you definitely should not take lightly. So always good to take care of
people
yourself.
People get heart trouble, and they live a lot longer than they used to.
Sure?
They might still die of it, but they live a lot longer than they used to.
Like you said, you got a lot of tools in your tool belt, so that's
great.
So
you're very kind. Thank you for having us.
All right, well, it was wonderful to have you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and good to meet both of you here.
Thank you, James.
All right, and we'll be right back with more here on the Mighty 690. We do have our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. That is on the way here on KGGF.